Preparing for the Return of the King, Day 7 Devotional. A very important and necessary point for the fulfillment of this feast is repentance. Remember, Jesus is coming to find a purified and sanctified bride, and we, consciously or unconsciously, continuously stain ourselves with sin. But God has given us a way of cleansing ourselves of this evil, and our sure tool is repentance. Repentance is a tool which we use to be accepted before God without being rejected. God does not despise a humbled and repentant heart. Acts 3:19-20 reads, "Now repent for your sins and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped away. Then times of refreshment will come from the presence of the Lord, and he will again send you Jesus, your appointed Messiah." 2 Corinthians 7:19 reads, "For the kind of sorrow God wants us to experience leads us away from sin and results in salvation. There's no regret for that kind of sorrow. But worldly sorrow, which lacks repentance, results in spiritual death." Luke 5:32 reads, "I have come to call not those who think they are righteous, but those who know they are sinners and need to repent." We are full of sin, which is easily seen. But there are other sins which we don't see, nor are we conscious of them. These are hidden sins, for which we also need to repent and ask God for forgiveness. This is a time where we examine ourselves and ask God for the sensitivity to feel that sting of pain when we make mistakes. We need to feel sadness for having failed Him. That sadness is good, because it takes us to repentance and to correct our errors. Let's reflect. What should a sinner do to receive forgiveness from God? Which is the sadness that we should feel to reach repentance? Separate a moment to pray and ask for the sensitivity and revelation from God to feel repentance and the forgiveness of hidden sins. Verse to remember, Malachi 3:17. "They will be my people, says the Lord of Heaven's armies. On the day when I act in judgment, they will be my own special treasure. I will spare them as a father spares an obedient child."